Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Radio Show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein along with Dan Day. Thank our guest, David Ferronis, from the University of Miami beat of the South Florida Sun Sentinel, for joining us. If you miss any of our interviews this evening, you can go to WQAM.com. Go to the top. It says On Demand. Click that and come down to where it says the South Florida High School Sports. And we have all our interviews from the first hour. We'll have David Ferronis up as well. Still to come, we'll talk USF football with Joey Knight. Talk Kevin Fielder about FAU football. And also Pat Sertan will join us to talk about American Heritage Plantation. They opened up the other day and against Chaminade and Donna. So we'll have a lot to talk about as well as that. And as I said, we are this year driven by AutoNation. So anytime you can get out to AutoNation and check out their cars, their many services, you please do that as well. So we're just waiting to hook up with either Kevin Fielder or Joey Knight. And when we do so, we'll pass them your way as well. As we said, still a high school football season. Today they were supposed to start conditioning throughout Dade and Broward, but a couple of schools that have reported to me said that because of the inclement weather, and it wasn't good. The weather was not good at all. So they had to kind of delay their day. And then tomorrow's supposed to be a nicer day. You know, because as you look out today, I mean, I don't think it stopped raining from early morning till about an hour ago. But that was a front that was coming through. So as soon as we, to finish off our show, if you didn't hear the first hour, in our first hour, we had we talked to Coach Mario Smith from True Prep Academy. They'll be starting to play on Thursday. Talked UCF football with Jason Beatty, who filled us in on a lot of things happening with the Knights. And also, to end that first hour, we talked to Florida Memorial University with our friend Coach Tim Ice Harris. So we've had a pretty eventful show. Up until now, obviously, there's a few glitches here and there. But as soon as we get them going, we'll start that. And as soon as Dan Day tells us that we have our next guest, we'll proceed as far as that's concerned. Don't forget that every week we will be here with you from 6 to 8 on Monday. And then you could hear us on a bonus coverage on Friday mornings with Joe Rose on Football Fridays. We're on anywhere between 7 and 8. So we're excited. We're definitely excited about that. Talking about USF football, kind of first game was, obviously a decent game. They got to work out some kinks, see what they had. But last week they ran into Notre Dame. And certainly, like I said, when they made this hire and they got these coaches, I said, within 3 years, this is a program you better watch out for, and I still contend with us. And joining us this evening, as he does throughout the course of a year, talking USF football, is Joey Knight. Joey, thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure, Larry, and I agree with you. I think they got the right guy in Jeff Scott, but this is a process. And fortunately for USF, I think a lot of Bulls fans appreciate the fact that this is going to be a process. This will not be a quick fix, but he's a meticulous organizer. He engages with the community. Obviously, his coaching chops, what he did at Clemson speaks for itself. This is just going to take time.
You know, the one thing is when we had him on the show last year, and I told you, I just felt that he was in this for the long haul. He wanted his own program. He was around a Clemson program, and he was around Florida State when they were successful. So he saw how to do it the right way, and he knows exactly his hires, his assistant coaches. I mean, when you don't have talent, Joey, you just don't have talent. I mean, that's just the way it is. But I think with the way he is dealing with the high school coaches, and remember, he didn't even get to go through this cycle before COVID came, because you know as well as I do, the best thing about USF is getting these kids, coaches, on the campus during the off season, during the summer months when they have those camps. And that was vital. And they haven't had that yet. And I think over the next 2 to 3 years, I think USF, and not just not to get to number two and then collapse and go and never be heard from again. I think they're going to do this. And when they get to a point where they're a top 25 team, a top 15 team, they're going to be there to stay, because I think he's going to build this on a foundation where he's going to recruit extremely well. He's going to get a lot of kids. I think the coaches genuinely like him and believe him, because I think that they know how much work he's put in to get to this point.
Absolutely. I agree. And, you know, he recognizes that USF is the quintessential sleeping giant. And you alluded to it. They were number two in the BCS for a cup of coffee in 2007. So obviously, you know, this is a program that's capable of doing it. They're in the process. They're about halfway financially to get in the money they need for this $40 million football exclusive facility on campus, which will include an indoor facility, which they desperately need. And they need somebody to go out and beat the bushes and to generate interest and to engage and to raise money. His predecessor, Jeff Scott's predecessor, did not enjoy doing that at all. That's no secret about that. Jeff got the memo that this is a prerequisite for the job, and he's been all about just doing whatever it takes to generate interest in this program. And when they get the facilities in place, when he goes through a couple of recruiting cycles, when he gets kids on campus, and not just necessarily on campus, but just can get face to face with kids and can talk to them and have a conversation with them in person, face to face. When these things get done, I really believe USF is going to get rolling. And it could be right around the same time we see another round of major conference realignment, because a lot of these media rights deals are going to be ending around 2024, 2025. And if everything goes as expected, as projected for USF, they could be right there in the conversation for a Power Five spot when that realignment rolls around again, because, you know, you said it, I said it, this is a program that has proven it is capable of playing with the big boys. It just has not had that sustained success, obviously.
Yeah, no doubt. Joey Knight joining us. He covers USF football for Tampa Bay Times. And, you know, here's the one thing, too. When you take a look at a program like USF, the recruiting power and the draw that you have from that Tampa Bay area to the south, all the way down through Sarasota and Fort Myers and all throughout that area. And then throughout the north, you got all of North Tampa and into the a good region of the Nature Coast. And you even go over to Lakeland. So you look at a lot of those areas, and they're all football hotbeds. And you look at some of the past, you know, I look at some of the past players that who have played on that team from those areas. I think that when he continues, and like you said, when he can go out and make those face-to-face meetings, and when he can see those coaches and those kids and a lot of those groups of fans, I think that's when he starts really winning them over.
Hey, you know what? It's been proven, if you can put a fence around the Bay Area and get the kids you're supposed to get from the Tampa Bay area and Polk County and Bradenton and Sarasota –
get your share of those kids and have a pulse in South Florida, be known in South Florida to where you can get your handful of kids from there annually, it can be done. And you know who proved it? Willie Taggart.
Yep.
You know,
yes.
Two coaches ago, Willie kind of put a fence around the Bay Area and came up with this slogan, Bay Made, Bay Stayed. And that's when they were 11-2 and 10-2 and got it rolling. And they got those two or three guys, you know, from South Florida each year. One of them, his name escapes me. I think his last name was Flowers. And
yes,
they had quite a nice little run there. So it can be done. It has been proven. If you just take care of business at home and just show that you have a pulse in those other critical parts of the state, it can be done at USF.
Yeah, no doubt. You take a look, Joey, if you will, from that first game when, you know, you played a lesser opponent to last week when you had to go up against Notre Dame. Were there any positives, I mean, you could take out? I mean, because certainly I watched some of the game and you know, obviously special teams, you know, could be worked on a lot. But there was the trenches. And I think whenever you play a team like that, you play a team like Ohio State or Alabama or Clemson, they always win the line of scrimmage. That seemed to me where that the USF was deficient on the line of scrimmage.
No question that the line of scrimmage on the, well, both sides of the line last season was a big concern, especially on offense. They just couldn't protect anybody in that sophisticated passing pro style thing that Kerwin Bell tried to implement, just really didn't have a lot of time to do it. They were really exposed up front. They had three starters coming back. They're three best offensive linemen returning this year, but two of them have remained unavailable so far. And the school isn't releasing why they haven't been made available. But in this climate that we're in, we can all make presumptions of why those guys haven't played yet. So we haven't seen the full complement of offensive linemen through the first two games. You know, there's a chance we could see those guys return when they play down at FAU this weekend, but that's the biggest concern right now. And right, you know, gauging their performance against Notre Dame is probably not fair. Jeff Scott even said, you know, if we had to play them nine more times, I'd be concerned, but this is going to be the most imposing line of scrimmage we'll see all year. But that said, they are going to face some pretty good teams in their own conference. You know, when you start talking about playing Cincinnati and UCF and Memphis, and you know who knows what Temple will be like when that time comes. So that's the big concern right now, Larry. And we talk about the last couple of years, their recruiting has been modest at best. That's where you really see their recruiting deficiencies up front. And God bless the players they have now. They're playing very hard. You can't take that away from them. But that's just where, you know, Jeff Scott's got to go out and shore things up, not only the offensive but the defensive lines.
No doubt. Joey, again, let everybody know how they can follow you. So there are a lot of USF fans in this area, and I know that for a fact because when we announced that you were going to be on, they couldn't wait, and obviously they're big fans of your writing and your communications. Tell everybody how they can follow you.
I'm on Twitter at TBTimes_Bulls, and our website's the easiest one in the world to remember, TampaBay.com. Simple as that.
That's it. Good stuff. Joey, appreciate it. We'll hook up with you a lot more, trying to get this team back in order. I know it will. I think if you look in a crystal ball over the next 2-3 years, you're gonna see very happy Bulls fans. I can almost guarantee it.
I agree. It's just a process. Just that simple. It's going to take a little time.
Yes, sir. Good talking with you. Go spend some time with your kid now.
Okay. Thanks, Larry. Take care.
All right. Later. Joey Knight from Tampa Bay Times gets an opportunity to watch USF. I mean, if you're a USF fan, you got to be excited for the future. I mean, you can't judge now. They really haven't been left with a whole lot. They have a good recruiting base. They have good coaches. You know, if you remember, we had back in the spring, we had Coach Scott on. He was great. He was just a pleasure to talk to. That's always good. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite, pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as I told you, we are just unbelievably happy to be driven by AutoNation. AutoNation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. AutoNation will buy your car for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle online and in store. You'll get a check on the spot that you can deposit right away. Doesn't that sound good? So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need service like we did, AutoNation service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repairs, and much more. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it all and all for less. Plus, this is the most important part of this entire deal. They sanitize every vehicle serviced. So stay safe. To schedule service, appraise your car, or for the AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. When we come back, we wrap things up. Head coach Pat Surtain from Plantations American Heritage is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.